Chapter 6. Welcome to Woodfield Junior. At last the sound of rushing wind stopped and the darkness was replaced by light. Robert and Lucy found themselves outside their school, Woodfield Junior. It looked very different now they were in the future. The windows were made from grey glass, which made it hard to see inside. There was a high steel fence around the school and steel gates at the entrance. Robert and Lucy recognized the houses near the school, but they looked much older. All the trees surrounding the school were much taller too. Robert and Lucy walked through the steel gates into the school grounds and looked around. Everywhere was covered in grey concrete. There were no flowers, no trees, no pond and no seats. It looked very bleak. Lucy pulled a face. It was so different.
"This is what our school will look like in the future," said Robert.
"I don't think I like it," replied Lucy. "It doesn't look friendly anymore. Look, our beautiful school garden has gone too."
Robert looked at what had once been the school garden. Now it was an empty concrete square.
"Isn't it quiet?" he said.
He pointed to the clock tower. The beautiful old school clock had been replaced with a digital display. The time on the display said 10 o'clock.
"Usually the school would be really noisy at this time. Where is everyone?" asked Lucy.
"Let's go and find out," said Robert.
They walked down the concrete path and pushed open the main door. Inside the school was a quiet and empty corridor. Robert and Lucy walked down it. The sound of their footsteps echoed in the silence. They looked in all the classrooms along the way, but no one was there. They went to the staff room, but no one was there either.
"How strange," muttered Lucy. "Where are all the pupils and teachers?"
"Let's go to the hall," said Robert. "Perhaps everyone is there."
Robert opened the door and peeped inside. Inside the hall were lots of children sitting in rows. They all wore white shiny suits and white shiny boots. It was difficult to tell the children apart because they all looked the same.
"What a strange uniform," thought Lucy.
All the children were looking at the stage at the front of the hall. No one was saying a word. Robert moved to see what the children were looking at.
"Wow," whispered Robert. He pointed at the stage. "Look at that, Lucy."
There on the stage was a big screen with writing on it. Next to the screen was a robot, and the robot was giving a lesson.
"Wow," whispered Lucy. "A robot is giving the children their lessons. But where are all the teachers?"
"I don't know," replied Robert. "Let's sit and watch for a while. Perhaps we'll find out what is going on."
Quietly, Robert and Lucy sat down next to a boy and girl in the back row of the hall. They listened to the lesson. It was about the history of computers. It could have been a very interesting lesson, but it wasn't. It was very boring. The robot spoke in a strange voice that made everything sound so dull. Neither the robot nor the children asked any questions. It just kept speaking in the same dull way. Robert and Lucy looked around at the children. They were listening, but they didn't look very interested. One boy was trying to stay awake. It was warm in the hall, and the robot's voice was so dull that he couldn't keep his eyes open. His eyelids drooped, his head followed, then his shoulders.
"I would hate our history lessons to be like this," muttered Robert.
"Our teacher makes history really interesting," whispered Lucy.
Suddenly, the lesson stopped.
"Stand up now,"
commanded the robot, and the children stood up.
"Walk around the hall 3 times," continued the robot,
and the children walked around the hall 3 times.
Sit down now,
commanded the robot, and the children sat down.
Now, geography, said the robot.
All the children got out their geography books. In silence, they watched the screen. Lots more writing appeared on it. This time, the writing was about how different mountains are formed. The robot gave the lesson in the same dull way as the history lesson. Robert and Lucy were amazed.
This is terrible, whispered Lucy. How can the children learn if they have no proper teachers to help them?
How can you stay awake long enough to learn anything? Asked Robert.
He pointed to the boy who had fallen asleep before. He was fighting sleep again. Suddenly a bell sounded and the children stood up.
Where is everyone going?
Robert asked the boy who was sitting next to him.
It's break time, he replied. Come on, I'll show you to the playground.
Outside in the playground, the boy and a girl looked at Robert and Lucy.
Are you new pupils?
Asked the girl.
Yes, we are, replied Robert. I'm Robert, and this is my cousin Lucy.
He's Anton, said the girl. And I'm his twin sister Abby.
She stared at the children's clothes.
What are you wearing?
She asked. Robert and Lucy looked down at their own clothes. Then they looked at Anton's and Abby's white shiny suits and boots. They realized how strange they must look to Anton and Abby.
We have come from the past, explained Robert.
The past? What do you mean?
Asked Anton. Robert showed them their time travel phones.
We used these time travel phones and traveled into the future, he explained.
Anton took one and examined it.
Does it work? He laughed. It looks so old-fashioned.
They both work very well, said Lucy.
She felt quite cross. She didn't like anyone laughing at Grandad's amazing inventions. Abby saw how cross Lucy was.
I'm sorry, they just look so strange to us, she explained.
Robert took back the phone and put it in his pocket.
Do you like school? He asked the children.
Not much, replied Anton.
The lessons are so boring. It's hard to concentrate, said Abby.
That's why the robot tells us to walk around the hall 3 times, explained Anton. It's to wake us up.
But where are the teachers?
Asked Lucy.
Teachers were removed from all schools 15 years ago, explained Anton. All we have is a head teacher to run the school. He uses computer-controlled robots to help him. Our head teacher is called Mr. Sharp. He is told what to do by people who work at a place in town called the office.
How strange! What do the people at the office tell him to do?
Asked Lucy.
They tell him what the children must learn, replied Abby. We all feel sorry for Mr. Sharp. He is so busy doing everything that the office tells him that he never has time to talk to the children. He has to stay in the control room all day long. We rarely see him at all.
That's terrible, said Lucy.
She thought for a moment.
I suppose you still have books to read.
No, we don't, said Anton. Books have been removed just like the teachers.
But how do you learn if you don't have any books?
Asked Robert. Anton and Abby shrugged their shoulders.
We don't look things up in books anymore, said Abby. We only have to learn what the office tells us to learn. That's why we don't like school. It's so boring.
My dad told me that when he was a boy, he had teachers and books. He really enjoyed his school days.
Oh, I wish we had teachers and books too. Perhaps I'd like school then, sighed Anton.
Robert and Lucy stared at each other. Why had books and teachers been removed from school? The school of the future didn't seem like a good place at all. Just then a bell sounded.
All the children formed a long line and went back inside.
Oh, time for some more lessons, sighed Anton. Come on, follow us.
The children went inside. Suddenly, Lucy noticed something moving. She looked up. There was a camera high up on the wall. Lucy watched it. It was following them as they walked down the corridor. Someone was watching them, but who?